Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month, and it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over two dozen companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, welcome. Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show coming at you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The phone number, 1-888-455-3776. If you want to give us a shout about anything you'd like to speak about, something we're talking about, some other topic maybe you want to talk about, that's perfect with us. Or shoot us to the Dem Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to catch up to the Loper link, as we always do on Wednesday. We're going to catch up with the UNK softball coach, Holly Carnes, is going to join us. They're 3-3 on the season, and very, very young season, and having trouble getting games in because of the weather. And oh, is the wind blowing where you're at? Because it is in Kearney. What the hell is going on, Jeffrey? This is ridiculous. Boys basketball pairings are now out. Girls state basketball starts tomorrow. We're going to catch up with Nikki Eckout from Amherst. Whole lot going on. Douglas, how was your basketball game last night?
We had to work today?
We do. The wind. Crap. It blows you right in, doesn't it?
I was out at the Happy Nebraska Parade. You know, it's celebration. March 1st, birthday. Nothing there.
What year? What year did we get started in Nebraska? 1859, wasn't it?
No. No. Jeff will effort that just to prove that you're incorrect, but no.
Okay, go ahead. No. That's fine.
You know, I wish I knew. I wish I could remember. I was thinking 65.
I thought it was up on the flag. I think it is on that emblem.
It might be later than that, but I'm going to go with 65. 67. Damn. I thought I was closer than you. Yeah, Holly Carnes coming up, Nikki Eckout coming up, and also on the program today, we're going to talk a little Nebraska Danger football with the head coach, Mike Davis. Boys basketball brackets are out, though, as you said, Daddy, and as we said on the sports this morning, nothing really changed. There was one huge upset. Beatrice was knocked off by Crete in Class B. In B, Aurora will play Scotts Bluff, 8:45 at Pershing. In C1, Minden will play Hershey at Pershing at 9 in the morning. In C2, Ravenna will play Johnson Brock, 2 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast. In Class D1, Overton will be playing in their first round matchup against Humphrey St. Francis. That game is at 10:45 at Lincoln East. And in D2, Lincoln Northeast, Giltner and Hayes Center at 9 in the morning. Loomis gets in with the wild card. They'll play Sterling at Lincoln East at 8:45 on Thursday night.
A lot of area teams down there, a lot of area teams in action. You're going to have action 9 o'clock tomorrow from the girls' state basketball tournament with the Amherst Lady Broncos, and then it's going to continue on our myriad of stations throughout the day.
You got Minden, Blue Hill, Sandy Creek, and Giltner's girls are there for the first time.
you know, I don't think this would be a good day to be playing ball at Dryden because I think the wind's blowing in. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I don't think it'd be a good day to be playing ball anywhere.
Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small, they are there. At Garrett Tire, go to GarrettTire.net. And Holly Carnes is blown in here, the head coach of the UNK softball team. They didn't even get to play last week because of the snow. Good morning, Holly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Playing catch up. What about you? What do you do when you get a... This happens. I mean, this happens every year. You get a weekend off you don't expect. A good thing? Bad thing? What do you do with it?
I don't know.
It's not a good thing when the team's not that good. You want to be playing those games.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't say that the team was bad, but they are struggling a little bit, and we were hoping to, you know, go down there and give them a few games, but we didn't end up doing that. I got a picture about noon at the alternate site, and it was beautiful in Springs. So we were kind of bummed out, but, you know, spent some time with the family, got to watch the kid play some basketball and go from there. So
I was going to say, spending time with the family, that's kind of a double downer right there. No softball and doing that. You're off to a 3-3 start. Hayes got you the opening day, and then you went out and played some Northern Sun teams and went 3-1. I'm guessing you're a lot more pleased with the weekend than you were with the down at Hayes, although it was somewhat competitive. They had a couple big innings on you.
Yeah, they have a great pitcher. The first pitcher we saw was actually a kid from Hayes, and she gave it to us. She struck 16 of us out. You know, and then the next game, we had a few errors and some mental mistakes that we didn't come back from. So, yeah, I was very pleased on the weekend, though, with the Northern Sun at Pueblo. Played Winona, who ended up after the weekend getting rated like 23 in the nation. So, you know, if we do a few things right there, too, I mean, we did a lot of things right, but we would have beat them by 6 runs. So, you know, just a little few things that we need to work on that we can get better at. You know, we did lose some good players last year, but I feel like the experience that our sophomores have and the leadership that they've brought and then the new kids that we've got, it's exciting.
The new kids, you bring a catcher. You've been very, very happy with her, right?
Well, I haven't brought her in yet. That's next year. A kid from Blair.
Okay, you're waiting on her.
Yeah, we're waiting on her. We have a big recruiting class next year. We brought in 7. We'll be bringing in 7 new kids as we move into the MIAA.
Is it open doors going into the MIAA? Kids excited to play in that conference, or does that
matter? Very excited. Yeah, very excited. I mean, it's closer for them. You know, we're getting a lot more looks at kids in the Omaha area because with UNO going D1, you know, some of the kids that would be looking at them are looking at us more. So it's exciting for us.
What has been working for you in the first 6 games of the season?
You know, our pitchers, they've been really working hard, too. We've got a senior pitcher, Kirstie Hyatt, that's done a really good job. We're perfecting a lot of the things that they needed to work on. So we've got them in better shape, too. And we've got a lot of quick kids this year. We're coming at people with speed. So if we can stay healthy, we have 13 healthy kids right now, and 3 are seniors. You know, one of our pitchers dropped out with a bone spur on her heel, just a freak thing. Our leadoff did something to her knee two weekends ago at Pueblo. So we just got to stay healthy.
Holly, you get a senior pitcher that's leading this team. Then you get all these young kids. Okay, that's great for this year, but next year she's gone. We got pitchers coming,
right,
too?
Right, we do. Yeah, yeah. We signed a kid from Wahoo that's won back-to-back state championships for them. She can hit. She can play a corner. We also got a kid from Ralston that took them to the state tournament also. So we're excited about that. We've got a kid from Grand Island that's a freshman right now, Taryn Trosper, who is looking really good. We're perfecting her changeup. She's got a nice drop ball outside. So if she gets some innings, I think I'm excited about it. And then we've got Bailey Backus, a kid from Bennington, that she's the one with the bone spur drop ball kid. So we'll be covered.
We're talking with Holly Carnes, softball coach at UNK. Now who works with the pitchers? Do you do a little bit about that?
We do some of that, and then we have a pitching coach we bring in from North Platte that's been helping them with a lot of little things. So
I'm going to say, I know you could whip around from first base, but I didn't know that you ever went in and struck some people out.
Right.
Cassie Keck obviously is the big loss for this ball club. Who are you looking at, or who is trying to take her place? I know it's probably hard to have somebody do that.
A senior from Lexington has stepped it up for us big time. Allie Seeberger just has been working her tail off, hit really well for us 2 weeks ago. All of our seniors have really stepped up. And then we've got a little gal named Mallory Noakes. Her her aunt played on a national championship team here in the 80s. And she's a little shortstop, barely 5 foot tall, lefty hitter. I tell you what, you guys, she's tough. She's tough. Fast. I mean, she's good. She's a real deal.
Now, stealing bases in college softball, is that something that happens, doesn't happen at
oh,
all?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does.
Will it happen more,
yes,
obviously,
yes,
with you guys?
Yes, for us. And then we actually have another kid that's injured that had a shoulder injury that is the fastest kid I've recruited. So we'll have to sit on her this year, and next year she'll be great, too. So I'm excited about the new kids and the old kids' leadership.
Danny's got off to a good start at the plate,
yes,
for you. Tell us about her.
Danny, you know, she's been a bright spot. She has been busting her tail, too. Like I said, they're all in great shape. We've kind of tweaked our hitting philosophy a little bit. We've talked about a lot of negative movement in our swing and stuff. So they're all buying into that. So, you know, there was a lot of things we needed to do better.
Dude in co-ed softball. He's up here. He's got the bat going everywhere. You know, we got to eliminate that. And that's something I talked to him about,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So
unnecessary movement. You don't need that, Doug. You just don't need it. Making things harder on yourself.
I'll tape it down. I'll get that elbow in and drive the ball out of the infield.
The RMAC this year, as a whole, compared to the MIW, we talk about the other sports. Football is like the SEC.
Oh, my, guys. Yeah, it's a whole new ball game down there. Everyone's fully funded. Everyone's got a field on campus. So, I mean, it's a big step, you know. Makes our scholarship money look like peanuts compared to what they have. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I honestly think, though, that Kearney's going to step up. We're going to have some people help us out. And a lot of people are excited about this move. You know, brings back old rivalries. So. Well,
Bobby Boerichter was in for, it wasn't really a public thing on Saturday, but he was in to speak. As I said, come on, this is a fluff. We need more money. And I was told, no, that's not what it's like. And then you read the article by the editor of the Hub off the weekend edition. That's exactly what it was. I guess my question is, are we having trouble raising money right now? I mean, or do we need more money than we originally thought, or where are we at?
Oh, you know, for us, they're going to kick off a big campaign called the Loper Fund. And it's going to be starting here shortly. So, you know, I guess I'm not sure where they're at, to be honest with you, but you know, we're going to try to work our tails off to do something.
It's one of those things, fully funded people in the MIAA would have like 7.5 or 7.3 or something.
7.2, yeah.
Okay, 7.2 scholarships. The Lopers here would have right around 2.
Yes.
Just over maybe 2 full scholarships.
That they try to split up through
that. And that's what I do. Yeah. I split it all up. None of my kids are on a full ride. You know, we get lucky because we have kids that have great grades. A lot of the kids we've recruited for next year. I mean, 30s on their ACTs, number one in their class. Yeah,
I got
that's
that.
Kind of what, and they're great softball players. They're great kids. So
I got that. I took it twice.
Right.
Add them together.
Well, only twice, huh?
5 times.
Holly Carnes with us here for another minute. You are supposed to open at home this weekend. Tell us about the schedule here the next couple of weeks.
Okay, we have Colorado Christian coming in. They're new to the RMAC. They took 3 from Chadron last weekend, so they're not somebody that's just going to come in and roll over. So we're excited to see them, a new program. I will see what our field looks like. The wind is helping us today. As much as everybody's kind of griping about it, it's helping dry out our field. So, and then we go to Adams State, and they have an all-turf infield. So next week we'll be playing on the football field, hopefully, and kind of working on the turf there. So, yeah, it's exciting the next couple weeks.
These are all winnable games, or
oh,
we should come out on top of this.
Definitely. And Adams, you know, they're a pretty good team, and they went Western beat them all 4 in the series that they played. So a lot of the teams on the top that were preseason, you know, top to be on the top of the charts there, they aren't doing as well. Mines is struggling. Regis is struggling. Metro. Springs took 3 from Metro. So, and Adams. So,
now, is it just me, Daddy, or does Coach Karn seems a little more upbeat than maybe some other times that she's been here? Always bubbly, but you do seem a little more upbeat about this team, even though it's only 6 games.
You know, I am. You know, their hearts are in the right place. They're hard workers. I feel like our coaching staff has really stepped it up. The kids are buying in, and we're excited for the season. We really are. So,
reserve seats down the left field line are free.
Darn right, yeah.
They're free, still.
Yeah. Everything's free.
Come early, come often. Stay as late as you want.
Keep it here. They're scheduled to play doubleheader this weekend with Christian at Dryden Park.
sometimes they play three in one day. Sometimes they have to move it a day. But right now, everything's on.
Everything's on right now.
All right.
Hey, guys, I told my mom you'd put a plug in for her a little here.
I don't even know her.
That old battle axe. Are you still listening?
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. She's got her all tuned in, you guys.
Is she driving down the interstate naked again?
She might be.
I just had no idea. Molly.
We love you, love.
That's incredible. Holly, thanks for stopping
in. No problem.
Appreciate it. There's a lot going on with the Lopers, too, Tony. We got a ton to talk about here today on Loper Link. The track team has got 8 kids that are going to the Nationals. The wrestling team has 18 kids that are going to the Nationals. The basketball team, big win last night for the Lopers, showing Shadron how it should be done. And now the tournament, now they do have to play second-ranked Colorado Mines, who has 2 losses. One of those
to the Lopes.
Is to the Lopes. On the other side, the 2 Metro and the 3 both got upset in overtime last night. So it's not, I mean, they're in tournament mode right now. If somehow they can find a way to upset Mines for a second time this season in Pueblo, I think they've got a great chance to win, which then gives them an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. They were 10th in the last regional rankings, which kind of means they're probably going to have to win the conference tournament to get in. Well, especially after they lost to Shadron on Saturday.
I think they've known. I mean, they're not tricking. They knew that for a long time. I think let's win in advance. I mean, it's sudden death from here on out. I think they've realized that, but good for them.
The baseball team, after Missouri Western State, is back on the road to open conference play this weekend as they go to Colorado Christian. Marty Molina named the RMAC Indoor Track Athlete of the meet at the RMAX over the weekend in Shadron. Brady Bonzel named the Coach of the Year, and UNK has qualified 8, as we said, to head to the Nationals in beautiful Mankato, Minnesota.
Like, if you're Coach of the Year in, like, the Big Ten, you get, like, a $50,000, $100,000 raise. It's in your contract. I wonder what Brady gets.
Big Mac.
A value meal.
2 croissant sandwiches with cheese for $4. Shelby Hamilton, Jenna Isaacson, Matt Shipp, Dylan Troat, Paul Pape, Alan Osborne, Marty Molina, Brandon Carlin are headed there on the 9th and 10th. Also, the draws came out for wrestling. The Lopers are sending 8, and that is also next weekend as they head out to Pueblo for the Division II National Championships. They are ranked 3rd in the country for the 2nd consecutive week, and they've got 4 individuals that are ranked. Dalton Jensen is number 1 at 141. T.J. Hepburn, the Wrestler of the Year, is number 2 at 157. Ravion Stotts is 3rd at 149, and Joey Wilson is 4th at 165 pounds. All RMAC was announced for basketball yesterday. First team, Mike Dentlinger. Third team, John Henderson for the Loper men. And for the women, second team goes to Vanessa Jones. Third team goes to Debbie Johnson, the third time that she has been a member of the All RMAC team.
T.J. Hepburn, you mentioned, one of those kids rated very high for the Lopers. RFA 2 coming. T.J. Hepburn makes his MMA debut in an amateur bout.
You're weird.
Just pass along information for Loper fans out there. March 30th, get your tickets early.
I've got more news on that. Did you get the news?
I did get the news.
All right. Did you want to talk about that? No. Okay. The Loper Link, that's everything we have for you, I hope. Brought to you by our friends at Charter West National Bank. Call Russ Smith, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tranet Appliance, On the Farm Tire Service. So no more flats or downtime. Call Garrett Tires and Treads for details, or check them out at GarrettTire.net. We'll talk a little state basketball with Nikki Eck out of Amherst. We'll talk Danger football with head coach Mike Davis, and a whole lot more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Whether you're looking to update your flooring or in the market for a new appliance, you'll find the biggest savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 10% off all major appliances, $299 or more. Plus, get 18-month special financing on major appliances. Flooring and kitchen cabinets and countertop purchases of $599 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card now through March 4th. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great everyday values. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through March 4th, 2012. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-Hour Energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Jersey Sports Bar and Grill is where they offer lunch under $6 every day. And there's something going on every night of the week. Like tonight at Jersey's, it's burger and fries for $3.75. We're talking B-I-G juicy burgers, fries, and your choice to drink, soda, tea, or beer, $3.75. The perfect deal for the perfect price. Yeah, only at Jersey's, not to mention the free Wi-Fi, Keno and pickle cards, where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The UNK Sam Club is hosting a 3-on-3 half-court basketball tournament on Thursday, March 8th at 7 p.m. located at the Kearney Family YMCA. There will be both a men and women's division, with a cash prize being awarded to the winners of each. Registration forms can be picked up at the UNK Recreation Desk, the Kearney Family YMCA, or by joining their 3-on-3 March Madness Basketball Tournament Facebook page. Registration fees are only $40 per team and does include a t-shirt for each participant. Hurry, because registrations are due by February 29th.
We'll see some lingering clouds around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some sunshine to continue to develop as well. A wind advisory remains in effect with highs of 51, with a west wind at 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 43.
Tuck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, sports fans, lunchtime is right around the corner. And if you've had that same old bologna sandwich or really bad homemade lunch for the last week and a half, maybe it's time for a good lunch, a lunch that any sports fan would give two foam fingers up to. That's right, a lunch break today at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. No better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams, have a bite to eat, or just hang out with your friends. You can get anything on their menu: French dips, pizza, burgers, salads, gourmet sandwiches, Journal bites, maybe a little pasta. List goes on and on. And, of course, when your day is over, sneak out for a happy hour. Starts at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6 every day for happy hour specials. Big-ass beers for $2.75. All Wells are $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's for lunch with your friends or an early day off of work, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, always got some great entertainment. The game is on, located at 23rd Street on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Right now, Doug, we're going to talk a little girls' state basketball. Joining us live from Lincoln Southwest High School, they just got done with practice, Nikki Eckout. Nikki, how are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. We had to do some dunking on their hoops, make sure that they could hold our weight and everything. I think we're good to go.
Well, I figured since the 9 o'clock go time is something you don't do very often or at all, period, you're probably down there. I mean, school board probably said go down a couple days early, check out the facilities, make sure you're accustomed to what's going on.
They did. You know, we made so much money off of the state wrestling, you know, deal. They sent us down on Monday. Yep, we've been living it up. Each girl's got their own suite. Yep, pretty awesome.
Well, pretty awesome was knocking off an undefeated team to get to state. I mean, this, I guess, is the way it used to be back in the day when there were no wild cards. But your team hung tough and then really controlled the second half. Take us back through last Friday's game.
Oh, I tell you, going into it, watching the film and different things, you know, they had two real, real good studs. You know, the guard, Lewis, she's a phenomenal player. And so I knew we were going to have to contain her. Was planning on putting Jessica Fernandez on her. And then they had a post player who likes to run the floor and gets about 80% of her points off the fast break. So figured Shelby'd be able to keep up with her. And, you know, it just kind of depended upon how the rest of their players did. So game starts out, and the rest of their players did just fine. They got up by about 12, but we didn't lay down. We didn't panic. Just kind of clawed back into it, and at halftime we were only down 4. So kept our game plan as planned, and Fernandez just did a phenomenal job on Lewis in the third quarter. I think she got a rebound off a missed free throw. Was her only bucket of the whole third quarter. Was the only bucket of Hitchcock County's. That was the only one they got in the third quarter, and so we got a nice little lead, and then we're able to hold on. And I don't know, with about 4 minutes to go or somewhere in there, they kind of clawed back and made it interesting. I think they got back to within 4, and then Shelby Hemmond just kind of took over. She wasn't done playing yet, apparently, and she just wouldn't let any rebound get away and was putting stuff back in, got a couple putbacks from Crystal Fernandez, and extended our lead and ended up knocking them off. It was pretty exciting.
You know, Doug, I don't think you know this, but the two Fernandez girls, when they're plural, they call them the Fernandi.
Yes, yes, and I refer to them as Fernandi squared.
Okay.
Actually, yes.
That's good. I learned things being around those girls, Nikki. And it is a fun group of girls up there. They smile a lot. They have a lot of fun out there. You mentioned Hemmond. When she wants to just take over a game, she can do that.
She can. I mean, you know, sometimes the ball is simply not going to go in the hole for players. That's the way it goes. But when she turns up her intensity, she seriously gets every rebound. She, you know, she had 10 steals the other night, and a couple of them came on that good guard, you know. So she really can. She can turn it up. She's definitely a gamer. Practice is not her favorite thing. She will tell you that herself. But she's just so much fun to coach and to watch.
Hemmond averaging 19 points, 10 rebounds per ball game for an Amherst team that's only making their third ever trip to state, but second straight. And I'll say, unfortunately, I wouldn't care if you were the number one seed. I wouldn't want to play the same number eight seed 2 years in a row. But you've got West Point, Guardian Angels, Central Catholic. They try to get that all on their uniform, which is expensive in their budget. But this is a little bit different team. Not that they're not good, but they have 7 losses and only 1 senior. What's different about their team this year than the one that handled you guys last year at the first round at state?
Well, you know, when I watched the film from last year, because, you know, honestly, I was a little bit disheartened when I found out that's who we had to play again. But then I sat down Sunday and watched that film from last year, and we played horrible. We just flat out played horrible against them last year. We allowed them to score 30 points in the first quarter. You know, I mean, we have a normal quarter. It's give them 12. It's 12-9. It's a ball game. Last year they high load us to death. This year they're still doing that same offense. They did graduate number 51, can't say her name, Stratman, I think her name was. And she seemed to be kind of the catalyst for that offense last year. But they're still going to try to do that same thing. I think we've made a few adjustments, hopefully, to slow that down a little bit. The one thing I do see differently on films of them this year, they seem pretty relentless on their full court pressure. So, and they seem just a little bit deeper maybe than last year. They're playing about 8 or 9, it seems like. So, key to the game is to break their press and to handle their 2-3 trap, half-court trap they're going to do. And I think if we can do that, go into the game and play 4 solid, you know, confident quarters, not 3, not 2.5, but 4, you know, maybe we can be competitive, and then you never know.
Amherst girls basketball coach Nikki Eckhout joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nikki, I've seen it. It seems like more in the last year or two than I remember, is that, yeah, teams, it's a catch-22. They can't slap that press on if they don't make the bucket and get it set up. So if you can hold them down in the half court without them scoring, less chances they have to press you.
Right, and, you know, that really is what's gotten us to where we are now. Our defense really started coming around against Ansley, second-to-last game of the season. We looked good again against Elm Creek, and then when we went on into sub-districts, we played a good defensive game against Extel, a better one against Kennesaw, and then obviously even a better one against Hitchcock. So I think we finally kind of clicking on our switch and man defense, and that's going to be it's going to be big. It's going to be huge if we can get that high-low contained.
Nikki, 18-6 on the year. You did not play good basketball at times this year. You'll be the first to admit it, I think.
Oh, yes.
You might have just answered the last question.
Well, slow start. I mean, it was not a spectacular December.
You think you're peaking right now, playing the best basketball of the year?
I do. I think we are defensively for sure. Offensively, though, we didn't play all that great offensively Friday or really any time. Our probably best offensive game came during the second round of the Fort Kearney Conference there at the event center. But we really, in my opinion, we haven't peaked at both offense and defense at the same time yet. So, I mean, if that's about to happen, then we certainly have a very good chance, I think, down here at State.
Nikki, last year you talked about not being able to play well. It seemed like it was Hammond and everybody else. Do you feel more confident with everybody else this year?
Yeah, I do, especially going down to State right now. Last year I do feel like we were a little starstruck, and that could be partly my fault because, you know, I kind of made it a bigger deal that we made it, you know, and for me too. I mean, it's been a long time since I'd been down there, and then only one time prior to that, so... You know, it is a big deal. So being able to go back-to-back, I think, will be in our benefit. I mean, even though West Point's been there 16 years in a row or whatever it is. But it's different girls, you know. So, and I pretty much have the same girls, like you said, take away, you know, the two seniors we lost last year. But I do. I feel like there's a little bit more confidence. The sophomores last year, juniors this year have done a lot of growing up the past month, I would say. And, yeah, I've got a lot of confidence in them.
How's the boy? Is he still shooting it a little bit?
Oh, you know he is. You know. Every day.
Folks, if you don't know out there, and Nikki's got an eighth-grade boy that's got a Hadwiger buddy. This is an incredible group of eighth-grade boys coming through.
They got more than wrestlers.
Yeah, they've got basketball players now more than the wrestlers, and this is going to be a fun Amherst boys team to follow, and Nikki will be following them as well the next 3 or 4 years.
Hey, Nikki, I heard the bell ring twice, so hopefully we're keeping you either out of class or else you're late for lunch. So let's let you get out of here, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks a lot, fellas.
Thanks, Nikki. The game tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, tipping off at 9 o'clock, our pregame around 8:50, and you can hear that tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, 9 a.m. from Lincoln Southwest High School, followed by Minden Hershey from Pershing Auditorium. We talked with Coach Cremosta yesterday. Also, Blue Hill at 2, Sandy Creek at 3:45, Giltner at 7 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and all finals. Boys and girls, right here on ESPN Radio Saturday.
A lot of stuff to bring you. A lot of stuff, you're going to hear it. And we're going to bring it as soon as those early games are done. Jeff and I will have them tomorrow right away to start the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll give you all the finals, tell you the games in progress, try and keep you up to date as best we can.
And Nikki's right. And you see this. You never know. You kind of get the feeling going in. But we've had the opportunity to cover number one seeds, and we've followed number eight seeds. Kennesaw a couple years, they've went to overtime, they've taken the number one seed to the wire there a couple of times, and then last year, Amherst hadn't been there, they hadn't been there in anything as far as a state tournament atmosphere for the girls, and they just got rolled in the first quarter, and then it was just like, okay, let's get this thing over with, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, and it was just a blowout, and Guardian Angels, they haven't been to the finals since 06, Central Catholic. I mean, they've been there 16 times, but they got to be hungry to get back in and play for a state title.
Yeah, Doug, but something else you look at, you go to Class A, the number one seed, 23-1. Seward, 23-0. C1, the number one seed there, Shadron, 23-1. C2, the number one seed, Lutheran High Northeast, 25-1. You can drop down to 21-1, Lindsay Hoy Family at D2, and then you go 18-7. It's not Seward, okay?
Well, everybody's going to be saying on the boys' side, how would you like to be O'Neill St. Mary's? The pick was West Point Guardian Angels could get out of their district, and they did for the boys. Their boys, 11-14, going to state, and they were kind of favored to go to state. They have beaten Wayne twice this year, once in double overtime in their conference tournament. Which was an upset at the time, and then they beat them in the regular season. Wayne is the team that beat Boys Town. Guardian Angels is 11-14 because they play a predominantly C1 and C2 schedule for whatever reason. But yet they lose a lot of these games. So, yay for you! You're still losing. You've also lost to D2 Howells, but that's the only D game they've lost. But O'Neill, St. Mary's, Guardian Angels.
What was the Howells score?
D1 boys. They got thumped by Howells, 63-44. So, that could be one worth watching, but it's a 9 a.m. game at Lincoln East right before the Overton game coming up on Thursday in the boys. Hey, folks, we come back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're going to be joined by Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. They start their season on Sunday evening at the Heartland Event Center, but we want to let you know that they are continuing to celebrate at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac on South 2nd Street. They're getting ready for their 25th anniversary. They've just been voted the best new and used car dealer by you in the Reader's Choice Awards, and the fact that they're number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska, the number one volume dealer in the Midwest for their Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram store. They continue to offer customers a hassle-free buying experience, the bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and when you purchase from them, free car washes for life. And mine needs one. So, folks, it is there for you at the Midway Auto Dealerships, thinkmidway.com. They're having a great year because you're having a great year. They wouldn't be able to have a great year if you weren't having a great year. Makes sense, doesn't it? Midway. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. March is a month filled with birthdays. Why don't you send your family and friends something to celebrate their birthdays that's impressive and memorable? The birthday flower cake from 1-800-Flowers.com. Yes, it's a signature gift, a true original, handcrafted floral arrangement in the shape of a birthday cake. Got one at home myself. Beautiful fresh flowers, perfectly designed, like a double-decker cake. Even comes with candles and delivered in a cake box. It is, I kid you not. 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer just for my listeners. It's a free upgrade. If you order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small, that's a $39.99 value for only $29.99. Available for same-day delivery. How about that? And backed by the 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. Come on, March is a month filled with birthdays. Get her done. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Make it memorable.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some sunshine to continue to develop as well. A wind advisory remains in effect with highs of 51, with a west wind at 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program.
Here, let's do this.
No, that's why I did that earlier. Yours don't work either.
No, they don't.
So you had to do that when we came back on the air. That was pretty cool.
Well.
That was awesome.
That's why our webcam yeah. comes in handy.
Well, our equipment may not work, but we don't work at T&L where everything works.
No, the choice is simple. T&L Irrigation, they've been doing it since 1955. They're family-owned, operated, and they're over 60 countries all over the world. Well, you don't do that if you're not proven, and you don't eliminate the hassles for the farmers out in the fields. Decades of dependability, lasting value. T&L Irrigation is where it's at. T&L Pivot Manager 2, you can control all the irrigation functions right from your phone. Simple GPS system. They can do it for you. All the technology everybody blasts and talks about, well, they've got it too. T&L Irrigation. Call your local T&L dealer today. Might I just say this, Doug? This concussion deal, I'm all for protecting people. But if Kobe Bryant got a concussion the other day, maybe that's what's wrong with me. Every time a kid fell off his bike, concussion. You can't ride your bike for a month. Oh, what was that? He broke his nose. He got a headache because his nose hurt. It isn't a concussion.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because that's exactly what I think. Medically, maybe it's a concussion. Medically. And you know, that probably sounds strange, but you know what I'm saying here.
I don't understand. I mean, I know you want to protect these guys, and Kobe Bryant's played.
Technically. Maybe I should say technically there you it's go. A concussion, not medically it's a concussion. Technically. Technically, it's a concussion.
These rumors,
technically, I'm blind.
Yeah.
But I can still see you.
Right. I just can't believe that. And then all day long, oh my gosh, he takes all their shots. Where's this team going to go? Yeah, it was a pretty hard foul, over-the-shoulder foul in an all-star game. Probably wish they wouldn't have done it, but oh well, it happened. It's not a concussion.
It's not a tumor. Doug and Daddy Show, as the Nebraska Danger begin their second season against the Tri-City Fever, a team out of Washington, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, the head coach of the Danger, and Mike Davis. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing just fine. Always ready to talk a little bit of football. You guys have been trying to put this team together and get ready for a second season. I guess we're glad to get a chance to chat with you and get ready to start this second season. How's everything coming into place right now?
Things are kind of going together well. You know, the guys are excited to be here. We have a big, talented group, so hopefully they play as good as they look, and we'll see come Sunday.
In the second year of this deal, is it night and day difference what you guys are prepared for and what's been going on?
You kind of broke up a little bit, but yeah, I mean, we've been practicing twice a day, 6:30 a.m. to 8:30, and then 5:30 to 7:30 for a couple of days, and then this whole week we're practicing 6:30 to 8:30. So, you know, guys are ready to hit somebody else.
Where are these? Are players on this team, have you reached out? Are they more diverse from where they come from than they were a year ago?
Yeah, you know, I did a tryout in Miami, Florida. Got a ton of guys from down south. You know, one of our starting receivers is 6'6", Corey Cernsey from Florida State. You know, Kane Falkerson played at 6'3", receiver from Miami. You know, I got a kid, Chris Bell, that played at Penn State and was with the Saints until May of this past year. So athletically, they're a lot different than what we had last year. But that whole Miami having the South connection really, really is going to help us out.
Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's start talking about the team you're going to put out there on Sunday. We start with the quarterback. Who's going to get the nod?
We're still trying to figure it out. I think it's going to be Terry Mayo. He's a veteran, 28, was a pro baseball player, played at Central Florida, played 6 years for the Milwaukee Brewers. Got a cannon for an arm, but understands the game because he's a little older. I think that's where we're at. You know, Dwight Dasher kind of separated his shoulder in our preseason game, so he will be on the bench for a couple weeks, and we're going to probably roll with Terry Bale and see what happens.
Mike, what's the expectations in your mind for this team this year?
We got to make the playoffs. Realistically, we should be able to go 8-6, 9-5, and get a home playoff game.
I like that. The Nebraska Danger fans like that. The fans have been the one thing that everybody's been so impressed with. Are you even impressed with the showing the first year and the way sales are already peaked here for the second season?
It was humbling the first year. And then this year to have got come back, I mean, I believe we have like 400 tickets left for the first game. On Sunday, the next two games, I believe, are sold out. So, you know, ticket sales are great. So, guys getting a chance to play in front of these fans where, you know, it's probably one of the loudest, if not the loudest, arena in the game because the fans are right on top of you. It's definitely a home field advantage for us.
Mike, obviously there's some local flair, some Nebraska players. Tell us about them.
Well, Franz Hardy is actually supposed to be here in 2 weeks. He had some stuff going on back home in Nebraska, back in Miami, excuse me. Mike Jones is a local kid from Sutton, played at Midland University. James Pointer played at UNK. He was our center last year. That's pretty much the Nebraska guys we have. Pretty much everybody else is from either California or Miami.
Big James was in a hot dog eating contest, so he's kind of a favorite here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can see him now. It's amazing. He was trimming. He was trying to lose weight when you guys were doing that.
Hey, Mike, with so much turnover in the league from year to year, teams look pretty much vastly different. Is it hard to gauge your opponents from week to week when you try to scout them?
It is. You know, you try to go with the coaches, what you've known the coaches to do and their tendencies, and try to stick to that. You know, the team we're playing right here, Coach Shackelford in Tri-Cities, they're pretty vanilla, but they're really good at what they do. They're a veteran team. They have a veteran quarterback. So they don't turn the ball over very much, and they're very methodical in what they do. So you just got to take your chances when you can, and then hopefully you're there at the end to have a chance.
Did the defensive backs talk when they're showing Terrell Owens on the highlights on SportsCenter? Did the defensive backs say, oh, boy, I want to get right in the middle of that?
Yeah, you know, everybody's talking about the TO. I think it's great for the league. But the DBs, you know, they're just waiting to see if he's around when we play him. Obviously, he'll be around when we play down there. Rumor has it he probably will be here when we play up here June 2nd, but we'll see what happens, and that's what, 10 weeks away.
Wow. Mike Davis joins us here, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. Who are the fans? Who's going to be that wow player for the Danger this year? Who's going to light things up? Who can make the moves? Who's a couple guys out there that you expect to be stars for you this year?
Well, Eric Jackson, the running back, is back and he's healthy. He's probably looked as good as he's looked since we've seen him last year. The three receivers I talked about, and Corey Cerency, Chris Bell, and Kane Falkerson, all have big play potential. Obviously, being 6'6", Corey is a definite matchup issue. The local guy from Mike Jones from Sutton is a veteran, knows how to get open, and he's known to have big games, especially at home. So those four or five guys offensively should keep guys on their toes and at the edge of your seats. Defensively, our D-line is a lot better than it was last year, and we're excited about the DBs that are playing behind them. So hopefully we'll get our hands on the balls where it goes in our favor.
Mike Davis, head coach for the Nebraska Danger, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, are you happy right now, or are you still looking to make moves?
No, we're happy. You know, we sit down with our coaching staff every day, and I couldn't be more happy of where we're at right now. We're young, but that's probably the only thing I would change. But as far as talent-wise and overall, I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, Coach, we hope to have a chance to chat with you throughout the season, catch some danger games, and we're looking forward to you guys getting even better in season number two as things really, I guess, settle down. I mean, everything in the first year, I mean, when you got the first year and some of the things that went on off the field with coaching changes and all the players and just getting used to the league, I'm sure it's got to be nice that the waters are much calmer as you enter this Sunday.
Absolutely. You know, staff is not going anywhere. The core group of 25 players we got won't change very much at all, barring any, you know, catastrophic injuries. And, you know, these guys will be who we are.
All right, Coach. We'll find a way to get Big Daddy over there for a tryout at tight end sometime this season, too.
All right, I appreciate it. Will do.
Take care. That is my. All right. That's a good idea. He didn't commit to that.
That's
one, Daddy.
Yeah.
He didn't commit to that at all. Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to Sunday night. As you heard, only about 400 left. They're sold out for the first couple three games. This is a chance for you to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. They had their exhibition game last week against the Nebraska Law Dogs. The Danger scored 58. How many did the Law Dogs score in that exhibition game? The defense was pretty good for the Nebraska Danger. How many points did the Law Dogs score? Call now, and the first two correct answers are going to get a pair of tickets to Saturday or Sunday night's game, 6:05 at the Heartland Event Center. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike again for P90X, the amazing workout program that changed both our lives, making us look and feel better than at any time we could remember.
I'll never forget the first time I started P90X, doing push-ups for the first time since I was a kid, and how sore I was after week one. But after that first 90 days when I started the second round, it was incredible the difference of how I started out that round and how much better I felt both mentally and physically.
And check out this brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, now you can try P90X. 90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for the shipping. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's for a limited time, so jump on this before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online at 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online at ESPNradio.com/Mike. That's 800-333-9595 or ESPNradio.com/Mike. For P90X, do it now.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
We're thawing out and thinking spring at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. As everything's warming up, so are the deals at Midway. Right now, take advantage of 0% financing for up to 72 months on a sophisticated, top safety pick, best-in-class 283-horsepower, 29-mile-per-gallon Chrysler 200. And it's truck month at Midway, so we invite you in to test our metal. Test it and then take it home with up to $8,000 off on a new Ram. The toughest part will be choosing just which one you want to put your plate on. With about 60 to pick from, it'll test your mettle too. Why not make today the day to come see why Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest? And hey, moms and dads, need a minivan? We've got a great selection. Plus, with the Midway Advantage, you'll get that free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Plus, don't you dare miss the new Jeep Compass. It's all new and it's in stock now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
All the excitement of the girls' state high school basketball tournament can be heard on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It all gets underway on Thursday as we cover Amherst and Minden on Classic Hits 98.9, Sandy Creek, Blue Hill, and Giltner on The Breeze 94.5 FM, with select games here on ESPN, and all six championship games on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. can be heard right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the girls' state tournament.
We'll see some lingering clouds around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some sunshine to continue to develop as well. A wind advisory remains in effect with highs of 51, with a west wind at 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
You said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. They're showing famous athletes on ESPN that have been born on Leap Day. Andre Richard, Hockey Hall of Famer, is the only one I can even kind of say that I might kind of know.
So I think that rosin guy might have invented the bag.
You were talking RFA, Daddy. Tomorrow, an Ultimate Fighter, James Krause, is going to join us. He was here the first time for the RFA fights. Now RFA 2 has the world's top female athletes coming in. Three women's fights, one amateur and two pro, including two of the sport's most feared female fighters, Tara La Russa and Elena Maxwell.
Awesome.
Russa, number one of the world, according to the Unified Women's MMA rankings, while Maxwell is number six in the world.
Card keeps getting better and better. Should be a great night for fights.
It is March 30th. The amateurs at 5, the pros at 7. Your reserve seats today at the Viero Event Center or carneyevents.com.
Herb Dean is going to join us as we get closer to the fights. Folks, if you're out there going, I don't know who Herb Dean is. Yeah, when you watch the big fights, he's a black guy with the dreadlocks in the middle of the ring refereeing. That's Herb Dean. if you ever watch an MMA event that's on, whether it's on Fox, on regular TV, or a primetime event.
Spike,
whatever. He's the guy in the middle of the ring, got the dreadlocks. He also fights. We'll also have a Houston Alexander, George Ivello, set to join us later in the month as well.
Nebraska basketball tonight. It's the home finale. If you're going down for Girls State, prepare yourselves. Go watch Nebraska, Iowa.
Plenty of tickets still remain.
Well, there you go. It's senior night.
Everybody should be on their feet for that.
It's on ESPNU. Pregame at 7:05. Tip-off 8:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Doug McDermott, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. First sophomore to win the award, ranks third nationally at 23 points a game, second in the Valley in rebounding and three-point field goal percentage. Yeah, he doesn't even lead the conference in three-point percentage. And Gregory Ekinek is the top defender. First time a Creighton player has ever won that. The Arch Madness begins tomorrow in St. Louis. Creighton will take on the Drake Bradley winner at 6:05 on Friday. How weird is this? I was going, man, look at these teams. The third seed is Evansville, who we were kind of making fun of because they gave Creighton all this. In the conference, Evansville was 9-9. The fourth seed is Illinois State. In the conference, they were 9-9. The fifth seed is Northern Iowa. In the conference, they were 9-9. The sixth seed was Missouri State. In the conference, they were 9-9. The seventh seed was Drake. In the conference, they were 9-9. The eighth seed, Indiana State, these guys are playing the play-in games, 8-10. So Indiana State's one win away. They're the eighth seed. They one win away from being the three seed.
I think you could deduct that this conference is pretty even.
Wichita State 16-2, Creighton 14-4.
They said if Indiana State would have beat Creighton on that last game, that they would have been the three seed over Evansville.
Jeez.
District finals. We talked about the state brackets, but last night Hastings had a three-pointer skip out at the buzzer. They lost to Aurora. Kearney didn't score in the first quarter against Omaha Central. They got beat 59-36. And so the state pairings are all set. Again, if you missed those from the top half of the show, no surprises from what we told you on our morning sports. Aurora and Scotts Bluff at 8:45 at Pershing. Minden and Hershey at 9 a.m. at Pershing. Ravenna and Johnson-Brock, 2 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast. Overton and Humphrey-St. Francis, 10:45 at Lincoln East. And in D2, Giltner and Hayes Center, 9 a.m. at Lincoln Northeast. Loomis and Sterling, 8:45 at Lincoln East. And those teams we will have all but Aurora for you on our network of stations.
Doug, all of our friends that we've had on today, fed by our friends at Burger King, breakfast served daily until 11 a.m. 2. Good sandwiches for $4. Everyday Seattle's best iced coffee, vanilla or mocha. Check it out. Two locations in Kearney to serve you, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Bo Pelini telling Steve Sippel he is no rush to hire somebody to replace Corey Raymond, saying that if there is nobody in place by the start of spring practice March 10th, he and John Papuchis, the defensive coordinator now, will combine to handle the secondary.
Plus, most driving ranges aren't open this time of year, so he can't interview them.
Same joke 2 days in a row.
Woo! I love that driving
range. Trev Alberts, Tommy Frazier, Eric Crouch on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot with 73 others. Who is most deserving to go in of those three?
Who you pick?
Frazier.
Probably.
Some consider him maybe the best quarterback of all time in college football. He's in the talk. He'll never be in the traditional quarterback's talk, but I would say him first, even though Crouch won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Doug, interesting. Tomorrow you're obviously going to be at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Our friend from Fauna Park, Steve Anderson, going to sit in the chair that you are in right now. We're going to talk to him. We're going to have James Krause, like I said, Ultimate Fighter show. He's going to be on. He leaves for 3 months starting either tomorrow afternoon, I believe, or later tomorrow night.
And then Friday, Josh Howgie comes in to talk Tri-City Storm hockey. They're playing real good right now, and they've got two more home games this weekend, three total. They play Omaha twice and Cedar Rapids in the middle. So that's coming up Friday. We want to thank our guest today, UNK softball coach Holly Carnes, Amherst girls basketball coach Nikki Eckhout as they play at state tomorrow, and Nebraska Danger head football coach Mike Davis. A reminder, Kearney American Legion baseball meeting is Monday at the Kearney Math area, 6:30. If you're looking to play Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or 5 Points, grades 9 through 12, boys baseball meeting Monday, Kearney Math area. See you from state basketball tomorrow.
A lot going on. Follow it, all the games, all the area teams on our myriad of stations. Follow it right here, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.